Disciples must learn from Jesus. So after Jesus had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. John chapter 13 verses 12 to 15. To be a disciple is to follow the pattern of the Master. To walk in his steps is to lay down pride, take up the towel of humility, and serve in love. The disciple who learns from Jesus must not seek greatness, but grace to do likewise. The way of the Master must also be the way of the disciple, service born of love, obedience shaped by humility. Disciples are never above Jesus. The disciple is not above his Master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his Master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 to 25. To be as the Master is the disciple's calling. To walk as Jesus walked, to live as he lived, to endure what he endured, and to obey as he obeyed, this is true discipleship. The world that rejected him will reject those who are his, yet blessed are those who remain steadfast in his likeness. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Jesus spoke these words after kneeling to wash his disciples' feet, the act of a servant, yet performed by the Lord of glory. He was not merely teaching a lesson in humility, he was defining the posture of all who would follow him. John chapter 13 verses 16 to 17. The disciple is never greater than his master, nor the messenger greater than the one who sends him. To claim his name is to embrace his way. Knowledge alone will not sanctify. Understanding the truth is not the same as walking in it. True blessedness is found in obedience. Happiness is not in hearing what the Lord has said, but in doing what he has commanded. The servant who bends low in humility, who serves with sincerity, and who acts upon what he knows, walks in the very joy of his master. Disciples are called to serve others, but Jesus called them unto him, and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20 verses 25 to 28. True greatness in the kingdom is not measured by position, but by service. In the world, men seek titles, honor, and authority. But in the kingdom of God, the path upward begins by going downward. Whoever would rise must first bow low in humility. Whoever would lead must first learn to love, to serve, and to give. Greatness is not in being seen, but in being faithful. It is not in being exalted by men, but in being approved by God. The disciple's greatness is found in likeness to the Son of Man, servant-hearted, self-giving, and sacrificial. In the kingdom, greatness begins at the lowest place. To receive the least is to receive the Lord. To serve the unnoticed is to serve the unseen God. The servant of all bears the likeness of the Son of Man. Disciples must be diligent. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he comes shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Matthew chapter 24 verses 45 to 47. Faithfulness is proven in doing, not declaring. The wise servant keeps watch, labors with purpose, and serves in season and out of season. When the Lord returns, diligence will be rewarded with divine trust. The Father rewards discipleship. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verses 24 to 26. The path to fruitfulness is the path of surrender. Life is found through dying to self. Service is proven through following. Honor comes not from men, but from the Father himself. Where the Master is, there shall his true servants be also, sharing his sufferings, reflecting his glory, and receiving his reward. To be a disciple is to serve as the Master served, to love as he loved, to obey as he obeyed. The way of servanthood is the way of Christ, and the Father himself honors those who follow his Son.